And we are back at the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer. Lots of folks, lots of food, and you can hear the music in the background as well. And joining me now is Josie Modu.
Josie Modu.
See?
Josie Doe, done. We'll call it.
Josie is here from the Georgia Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for not making too much fun of me. I am messing them all up tonight. But Josie, great to see you. Great to meet you tonight. Tell us about the Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, so the Vietnamese Chamber, we've been around for some time now. Not a lot of people know this, but in Georgia, we are the largest Vietnamese population on the East Coast. So, yep, so this group was, yeah, this organization was actually put together by just a bunch of Vietnamese people that were here. We're like, hey, we need to put ourselves on the map here. And so they got together, like, hey, how do we help each other in business? How do we help not just each other, but the community, give back to the community? Just because, I mean, really we came here as, you know, just immigrants and just wanted to kind of form something so the community can have a lean on, like, hey, for resources, you know, whether it's like a, I know him and this person or this person. If I don't have the answers, I know someone that will, you know? So that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing.
Are you able to kind of put a number on the number of Vietnamese companies that are in the area?
So many in the area.
People probably don't realize the depth and how many.
The depth. Not a lot of people realize the depth of it. I mean, we have a lot of other Asian cultures here in Gwinnett County, but Vietnamese is actually one of the larger ones, aside from the Chinese and the Koreans as well. So, but yeah, no, I don't have an exact number, but I know there are a lot of business owners out there who are Vietnamese.
Tonight we have the Global Mixer here at the Gas South District Convention Center. What does an event like this say about Gwinnett's international business community?
Oh, it's huge. Gwinnett, it's so diverse. I grew up here in Gwinnett myself, and just seeing it kind of blossom and just really meeting other people here as well, connecting with the other chambers, I mean, it's huge. Yeah, I'm really thankful for the Gwinnett Chamber putting this on, really putting all these people in the same room. I mean, it's incredible what they're doing, and I know that there's no stopping them anytime soon.
One of the best parts that I enjoy of the Global Mixer is all the food that they serve tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a Vietnamese booth tonight serving any food. Is there one?
No, I don't believe so. Maybe I should do it. I own a restaurant myself, so then maybe we should look into it next year.
There we go. Have you had a chance to eat some of the food?
And I haven't. I haven't, but I've been smelling.
How can you smell all the great food and not have tried it yet? How does that happen? You've got more willpower than I have.
I'm meeting people, like I said, connecting and just hoping that we can all help each other out.
Absolutely, yeah. Josie. Well, the Georgia Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce, for folks that would like to learn more about the organization, what's the website?
It's actually gvac.us, but we're actually more active now on Facebook and Instagram as well. It's also GVAC, G-V-A-C-C, Georgia Vietnamese American Chamber of Commerce. So we keep our website updated, but also our social media is great too. We're trying to hop onto that. So it's been working pretty well though.
Wonderful. Josie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Mike. You have a good night.